Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, here we are. The gang's all here, starting off year number two with a bang with this big show that we had tonight here on AEW Collision. This is the review show here on the Fightful YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on a Saturday night. Get those super chats in. Get those humper chats in. We're going to read every single one of them before we get off of the air tonight. Sound off on this big, huge, monumental show that we watched here tonight. Iridian Fierro, Crest of the Star, Rick Uccino. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And all right, ladies, I got to be honest about something, right? Like, I usually try to be pretty positive. Like, I will offer constructive criticism when it is warranted, but I am not the guy that's just going to sit here and hammer home and shit on every little thing throughout the show. I'll nitpick here, there, constructive criticism, fine. I try to keep things as professional as possible and as positive as possible. Yeah, tonight was a slog. Tonight was an absolute challenge. Not that anything on the show was extraordinarily bad. Like, I was just struggling to find anything that I cared about, honestly, or something that mattered in the grand scheme of things. I was hoping for a little bit more tonight. I was left severely wanting. What did y'all think overall before we start diving into things here a little bit, Iridian?
I'm kind of on the same page as you are. I wasn't truly invested in most of the matches, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just felt like it wasn't the best show we've seen. It's also not the worst show we've seen. So for me, it was kind of like in the middle. I was talking a little bit about, you know, before we started streaming, that I genuinely have never had this amount of notes in terms of it only being one page. I usually do 2 pages, 2.5 pages. There's so much for me to say. And here I'm just like, this show was just not it for me, but it could have just been me. Maybe the crowd, maybe our fightful collision cowboys feel differently. Cresta, what do you feel?
Yeah, the queen of transparency, you know, just coming in strong, you know, lay it down for us.
Rain Man today, you know, just want to be different. Cool, wow, cool. Honestly, like we said on the crossover, well, there's no crossover here. I have something positive to say about everything. I enjoyed it. I don't know. Like, it's just me. Maybe Cresta is just a positive person. I have something literally positive to say about every match, even the Jericho Lurdy tree. You've managed to make Jeffrey Jarrett sympathetic. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
real quick before we get started, can you do a You Can't See Me for me?
Oh my God.
Beep, 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 beep. John Cena don't sue me, but beep, 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 beep.
Yo, Kate, if you're watching, that's something to clip for the Twitch channel or whatever it is that, that we're sending clips to these days. Whew, all right.
That's so funny.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. We're going to run down everything on the show. Get your super chats in. Get those humper chats in. Like I said, it's a guaranteed way to get your comment read on the air. Let's start with one of the things that grabbed my attention out of the gate. I honestly thought this show had a strong start tonight because we got Hook, we got Samoa Joe, we got Shibata. That was enough for me going up against the premier athletes in this one. And ladies, I am thoroughly enjoying this player coach role that Samoa Joe has taken on with the two younger talents here. Like, he's on the outside. He's shouting instructions. He's like cheering his guys on. He gets in there and he's whooping some ass himself. And he looked really, really good. That one, I think he hit it on Isaiah Cassidy, where he had that spinning battle kick where he landed on the front and then got popped up and then hit the senton. Samoa Joe looks spectacular, by the way. I think he's shed a couple of LBs. He looks like he's in fantastic shape. I'm enjoying the work that he did in this, especially when Shibata did the walk away spot and Samoa Joe was just sitting there like, that's my dog right there. I trained him. I showed him that. That's good shit. I enjoyed this one. I thought this was a lot of fun. Tony Nese ends up tapping out to the armbar by Shibata on this one. This one was a lot of fun. And thankfully, this wasn't the only time that we saw Joe, Hook, and Shibata, but I'm loving the dynamic between these three, Iridian.
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought it was a good opening match because this trio is one that I like compared to a lot of trios and groups that are in AEW or some of them that I'm just like, I don't know how I'm feeling about you yet. But I do like Shibata, Hook, and Samoa Joe working together. I think it's different. It's interesting. And hopefully they keep going with this trio and possibly they could go towards the Trios Championships. I don't know. That's just me. But I really like them as a group. I thought it was really, really cool seeing them. And it was nice that they opened up the show because I'm like, all right, compared to the other matches and the other things that happened on the show, this was one that I really, really liked. What about you, Cresta?
I too enjoyed this. That Samoa Joe spot when Shibata walked away, he was like, hey, I got it. I thought that was so cute. Also, too, I do really enjoy Hook and Samoa Joe talking about the most random stuff before they go commit the most violent act. Like, yes. Seriously?
Yes. Like, and credit to Nigel because he brought up the Tarantino thing that Alex brought up like on Twitter almost like immediately after it happened. It's very Vincent and Jules from Pulp Fiction.
Training Day, bro. Like, it's to me, it's giving totally Training Day. I also want to say that this match set up Nigel McGuinness it set up Tony Schiavone for being low key the biggest hater of the night. Tony Schiavone said, Mark Sterling will make you hate his team just by him being out there. And I'm like, yo, that's out of pocket, but he's not wrong. Mark Sterling really make me hate you guys. Like, I don't know. It's his fault. You know what I mean? Overall, too, this match was really good. I don't know what we do with the premier athletes. Maybe we're just using them right now for what they are. They look great. They look like they should be winning stuff. That being said, I would be interested to see what a House of Black, Samosov Joseph, Hookerini, and Mr. Cassiori Shibata look like together in a trios for serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And I do like that they're, and you could see it on this show with the amount of tag matches that we've had, or at least the amount of trios matches. They are putting in work. Like Tony Khan's putting in work to kind of build up this trios division right now, which is, you know, why you have, you know, teams like, unfortunately, you know, the premier athletes who have to bite the bullet, because there are at least three or four different challengers out there right now for the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. But unfortunately, ladies, as we found out, no Freebird rule. Who on God's green earth decided this shit? No Freebird rule for Juice Robinson. So the Bang Bang Scissor, not the Scissor Gang, excuse me. The Bang Bang Gang are backstage. They're mad that Juice can't defend the Trios Championships, the Unified Trios Championships. And I'm kind of with him on this one. Because as long as Jay White is in the Owen Hart, he going to be tied up in singles action, which means you're building up a trios division, the challenge for the trios titles. When we have a number one contender, by the way, who's down to two members because you killed the other guy last week on Collision. So did we really write off Buddy Murphy so we could stall a trios title match so Jay White could compete in the Owen Hart? Is this what we're doing here? Like, am I connecting the dots correctly on this one, Iridian? Is that what's going on here?
You know what? It's giving conspiracy theory. It really is. Like, something is not right here. Why are they not letting Juice? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Juice do it.
It's Juice. He just came back from an injury. He's hugely over. Why are they not allowing this? I'm very, very confused. I'm with you on that one, Rick. I think there's a conspiracy theory going around, and it's not benefiting Juice at all, which I, in my heart, still count him as 1/4 of the Trios Tag Team Champions.
That's Dynamath, baby.
It is. It is. It really is tonight.
No, I agree. I feel like, on the one hand, if you are already a champion and you choose to put yourself in a tournament like this, that's not on me. You choose to now defend your championship and this. Mm-hmm. However, the Bang Bang Scissor Gang has been a thing since before Juice Robinson. I mean, since before they were Trios champions. So right. It makes sense. But at the same time, again, if you are already a champion and you choose to enter yourself in a singles tournament, you're already part of a conglomerate, you now got to defend twice, bro. Listen, if that's the case, anybody in DX could have defended the title at any time. And you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't work that way. Undisputed Era, pick a group that had too many people, NWO, pick a group that had too many people, and then pick a tag team that it could have been defended. That's the point I'm trying to make. I get how it's messed up. I could have said if he was injured, but he's not. He's just doing extra shifts. So, you know, you still got to do your shifts. Sorry.
Right, but like I'm just thinking from a strictly booking standpoint, like where I do think, like from a storyline standpoint, yeah, it would make sense for Tony Khan to say, no, Juice, you weren't around, you didn't win the Trios Championships, you can't defend him. But if, and this is just a big if, this is just me trying to connect some dots, if Buddy Murphy was written off last week because they're the number one contenders for the Trios Championships, that means we're not getting a Trios Championship match featuring Jay White, so Jay White can compete in the Owen Hart. If Jay White's going to be occupied with the Owen Hart for a little bit, why not just let Juice defend the dang Trios titles and keep everything moving forward instead of like pausing this trios division that you are currently trying to build up? So I don't know. It's counterproductive, right? Like it just seems counterproductive.
No, I see what you're saying now when you put it that way, in the sense of like, if you, I don't think they wrote off Buddy Matthews. Yeah. Buddy Matthews. I think he's legitimately hurt. I'm not wishing that on him. Knock on wood, you know, all that stuff. But I think his knee is legit hurt. So they got to push that off. So to me, it makes sense if you put it like that. Yeah, I mean, and it's Juice Robinson. And him and Jay White are interchangeable. One's a little louder gremlin. One's just a skinny gremlin. I'm sorry.
One belongs on the honeycombs box. All right. Anyway, so after that promo, we get our second match of the night, which is the Learning Tree against Private Party. This is a match that I think went about 72 minutes. And it went about 72 long. But look, I'm not going to complain about getting Private Party. Private Party on my TV screen.
That's my line.
I'm sorry. The Learning Tree thing just doesn't do it for me. I know there are people who are really, really into it. My buddy SP3 for one.
I have not met anybody who loves the Learning Tree.
Okay. So
that's crazy.
I got to tell you, it's not. I've seen worse. The Wizard was the worst. And I will say it's
boo. Anyway.
Okay. Because at least with the Wizard, we got a little bit of fire. There was a magic element, you know?
Girl, but I can say this because I'm black. Wizard a little bit too close to Grand Wizard. You know what I mean? I wasn't feeling that. That didn't work for me, brother. Okay. At least with this, you can be a sarcastic asshole and be like,
you're not even 13 minutes into the show, Cresta.
Come on now. Come on. Listen, technically, I'm not even here. So I don't even know who said that. It's a joke.
No, I got you. But yeah, no. So this match was a thing. Learning Tree ends up getting the win here when the Bad Apple now, Brian Keith, decks Isaiah Cassidy with the brass knucks, allows Jericho to pick up the win. And then business picked up, Iridian, because we get Joe and Hook and Shibata. They run back out to the ring. They are saving Private Party here from further beat down at the hands of Brian Keith and Big Bill. And then Joe gets on the horn and he lays down a challenge for Forbidden Door. So it looks like it's going to be the Learning Tree versus Joe, Hook, and Shibata at Forbidden Door. How are we feeling about that one already?
Let me talk about the Learning Tree. You know what I think it is? I think I'm not the target demographic.
Who is the target demographic?
I don't know.
Apparently.
I don't think I'm in it. I don't think I'm in it. I do agree. I'm with Crest on this one. We need more of Private Party. I think that this is time to really push them. I believe that they could have some really, really great matches with Top Flight. They're both so young. I think those two teams could be the Hardys and the Edge and Christian of AEW. Like, these guys, they're still so young and they have so much that they can do. And I feel like in the next 5 years, we are going to see, we're going to think of them completely different. But I do love anytime that they're on the screen. Chris Jericho with the Walls of Jericho had me cracking up because when anyone puts anyone in the submission and they're like, ask him, you know, I think that is so funny. But this Learning Tree for me is just not it. I did like seeing Bill and Luchasaurus. I think that would slap. Luchasaurus, I need more of him. I think the Learning Tree versus the Patriarch, that's what we need.
That's a good call.
Because Big Bill, Luchasaurus would slap Brian Keith when he started beating up on Private Party, and then Samoa Joe came out. I was like, okay, great. New things are happening. Yes. I'm here. I'm involved. Let's get a switch of pace. So I was thinking a lot of things during this match, but I think that I was not invested in this match. My mind was cooking other things.
Yeah. And Krista, Isaiah Cassidy is great, but I think Mark Quinn is one of the most underrated people that Tony Khan has at his disposal. And as long as this match felt like it was, I didn't really feel like he got a chance to showcase himself tonight, like at all. It was a lot of, here's Big Bill in the ring and he's going to beat up the smaller dudes. Like, that's what I felt like I was watching tonight.
No, I totally agree. And what I take away from the Learning Tree is that overtly sarcasm, and the Learning Tree is Big Bill. He's literally the size of a freaking tree. Mark Quinn was selling tonight.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Getting his ass whooped, I believed it. I believed that he was dying in that ring this evening. Again, I will never complain about more Private Party on our screen, and I want to second what Iridian said, that looking at people like Private Party and Top Flight, these could be your Edge and Christian, your Matt Hardy. Even you get a third, your House of Black could literally be your Dudley Boys. You have these people here, and I want to see them progress. Now, hear me out. If we all hate Chris Jericho, right? You gonna want him to lose. And by him losing eventually, it'll put over younger talent. So much like with TNA in this system, you got a bunch of people that we don't like. This guy is playing his role. That's what I think is good. He's getting under people's skin, getting on their nerves with the, I'm here, you guys are great, yeah, whatever. But in turn, when a Top Flight beats him, when a Private Party beats him, hell, when it would the boys beat him, we'd still be okay with it. You know what I mean? And we'd be like, you know what? I'm here for this. I like this. I'm now the FTW champion is no longer in the vice grip by this guy. So I don't hate it because I see the long-term vision. And I know I'm the only one who don't hate it.
I look, you got to give credit where it's due there, right? We're supposed to hate it. He's a heel. Like, it's a heel group, okay? We're not supposed to enjoy it. And that's why I want to see Samoa Joe and Hook stomp these three dudes out and Shibata stomp this just like everybody's getting murdered over on the other show. Now, can we just commit murder now? Like, you know, can we pretend like this is TNA and we can throw the tree in a wood chipper and, you know, eat the apple and, you know, do whatever we got to do to Big Bill. You know, can we just go that direction? Every is there any more puns I can throw out there?
I have to fight for TNA's life, but it's not wrong. Like, you say throw him in a wood chip. I'm like, yeah, they would set him on fire. Put this one on, eat an apple. Yeah, somebody would eat him. Like, every day I got to fight for my life on this app.
Oh, boy. All right, Iridian. What did we think of Okada versus Ultimo Guerrero? That was our next match on the show.
This was a sigh of relief for me. When that coin dropped, I said, thank God, we are getting Okada. I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. And I didn't, like, I don't look at what the card is for the night before Collision starts. So all of these matches, I'm always surprised by. I'm like, oh, awesome, great. Ultimo Guerrero's coming out. I believe they said he was from Gomez Palacio, which is from where Andrade is. And I said, lovely, great. The same kind of style. That's what we're getting, Lucha. And Okada, I was like, sir, you are not going as hard as I thought you were going to go. And Ultimo Guerrero, I felt like he was like taking it seriously. He's like, all right, like I'm going to prove a point here. And then we get to the end of the match and Okada rips this man's mask off. And I said, oh, Okada, you are a true heel right now. This is not you. This is not your personality. What is going on right now, sir? But that I was like, okay, I'm here for it. I thought this was a good match.
Cresta?
I agree that sorry, Ultimo Guerrero was the only one taking that match serious. Every time Okada would do something and then would go to hard camera, just lean on the camera on the ropes like this, I'm like, yo, okay, stop it. You've been hanging out with Matthew and Nicholas too much. You're not, you're better than this. When he took off this man's mask, I was like, oh, you healing it up for real. It tracks, but it's one of those things where you want to be like, Okada, I know you're better than this. Stop hanging out with those thugs, Okada.
First off, I think he took the mask off too much, right? Like when he did unmask him.
Came off. I said, he
didn't care.
And then the whole thing came. So, and then he had to slow down and wait for him to put the mask back on. And then he hits Rainmaker so damn hard, the mask came off again. And it's just like the camera couldn't even show the man down on the mat. Look, I'm not trying to focus on negatives here. I agree with the, comment made in the chat here. It was a little slower than I was anticipating. Like, and I think part of that is so much of AEW is so fast paced that when we do get a slower match, it can drag as a result of that. And this one just kind of dragged for me. It also felt a little bit basic. I was expecting more. And, in an Okada match, with Ultimo Guerrero involved, like I was expecting more. And I do agree with Chris. I think heel Okada is great. He is a complete and total troll. He's playing this role really, really well. For me, this match was just kind of okay.
But we also have to think of like how much Okada's character right now with the EVPs has to play into him having matches now that he's kind of like, chill, relax, not taking everything too serious. Like he knows he's up there. He's top talent. He doesn't have to work as hard. He doesn't have to do these things anymore. So I think that that's also something that we should take into consideration. But before we do move on, we have a super chat.
Yep, from I was getting to it. We got two here. Just Ricardo saying, hello, Colliders, all capital letters here. Rick, Iridian, Cresta, hi, love you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that as well. And then Matthew Hooks throwing in for the learning tree conversation for saying, for as rough as it has been, learning tree has more story than Cody's title reign right now. So which one is actually worse? Learning tree by far.
Yes. I would say Cody is the champion of the company. I'm not going to remember what Chris Jericho did in 2 weeks. But I will remember that Cody's working with the Bloodline. He's got CM Punk. Like right now, there's so many things.
I'm going to remember that I Quit match. I'm going to remember the setup for the I Quit match. Mm-hmm. I think his title reign did start off a little bit slow with the, hey, I'm a Georgia boy. You're a Georgia boy. Let's go wrestle in France. All right. Like it was a little bit of a slow start, but that match was spectacular. Then they come around. They do the Logan Paul stuff. That was a good one-off. They circle back to AJ and things got really, really personal between them. And now I'm intrigued to see as he continues with his Bloodline saga that he has been sewn into for the last 2 years and moving forward with Solo. I disagree with that. I think there's a lot cooking with Cody right now on the other program. But let's continue here with AEW Collision. We get the Patriarchy and the Iron Savages with Jack Jameson. Can we all agree no more Jack Jameson on the microphone? Like,
hey, happy pride, titty city. I don't know about you.
I don't hate it. When I'm always intrigued. I'm like, I always wonder, what are they going to say this time? Which is something that is really rare. I think some people's mic skills have not been up to par. So I feel like this is a little refreshing. I don't hate it.
It straddles the line. I will say it does remind me of beginner Max Caster and beginner MJF.
Yes.
Where it was almost razor's edge, where it's like, ooh, but also you're kind of like, all right. He said titty city, so I forgive you. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like I've seen this same bit done at like two different indie shows in this town. And it just feels like a small indie bit that's now being portrayed on national television. But
so what you're saying is Titty City is not for you.
No, it's not for me.
You don't want to go to Titty City, Rick?
No. Wow, that's not those titties. No, I'm good there on that one personally. But look, this match to me was all about Christian. I think Christian made this match by not even competing in the damn match. This dude came down and goes straight up to the commentary table and leaves his boys out there to do a 2-on-3 handicap match. And they whooped ass. They absolutely owned. Luchasaurus should have won this. Excuse me. Killswitch should have won this match on his own. He completely dominated it. He was cooking tonight. I enjoyed watching Killswitch get the job done here. But, like, he was almost forced and coerced, really, to tag Nick Wayne at the end. Nick Wayne, who screwed up at the beginning, right, by showboating, and he got, you know, his head knocked off, and he had to tag in Killswitch. Killswitch is all business. He goes in and he dominates the entire match, has to tag in Nick Wayne, who then turns around and waits for Christian to march his ass down to the ring. He tags in, has his boy stand him up. He drops him with the Unprettier or the Killswitch. It's confusing that there's two Killswitches now. And he gets the win. And then he does the Jack Perry thing where he's like, hoist me up, my good sir. And he is celebrating on top of the shoulders of Killswitch. Christian Cage is a menace to society, and I hope he wrestles until he's 65 years old. I genuinely do, Iridian.
You know what's crazy? I think that this match was so good because Christian wasn't in it for the first half. Yeah. And that's no shade to Christian.
First half? Like, 98% of it.
Okay. For 99% of the match, Christian Cage was not there. And I think that's why it was so good. We got to see Nick Wayne cook. We got to see Luchasaurus in there fighting with big, meaty men. Like, this is what we've been wanting to see. And the fact that Christian went immediately to commentary and Nigel was ready, standing up, clapping, giving an ovation. He said, finally, he got up and gave his seat to Mama Wayne. I was like, okay, chivalry is not dead. I don't care what anybody says. Nigel got up, let that woman sit down. And he was like, what was he talking about? Like, oh, you wouldn't know anything. Or a Christian was saying that maybe, you know, women like men who are confident, Shivani. And that's, you would know that if you had a woman. Like, so,
said you would know how it feels. Something about being a father, you had five chances at it. I was like, Nigel, you ought to go one-on-one with Tony Schiavone, bro.
This was so crazy. Nigel was ruthless tonight. He gave Mama Wayne a kiss on each cheek. He was like, here you go. Like, have my seat. Insane. Full clownery from Nigel tonight. But I'm really glad that we got to see Nick Wayne and Luchasaurus, because these are the guys that we know can have fantastic matches if given the opportunity. I feel like going forward, they need to do this more, because I'm like, it does make sense. You can have 2-on-3 because these guys can, you know, would make up like three people. Technically, I feel like Luchasaurus makes up like three people by himself. So I thought this was really, really good. And it was just also highlighted by Nigel on commentary. It was good.
Yeah, look, Cresto, when Christian Cage does absolutely nothing but then takes all the credit, like when Luchasaurus, like a year ago when Luchasaurus won the TNT championship and then it's Christian hoisting it up, didn't even let the man touch the belt. The savagery of it. I love him. I love him so much.
This dinosaur is ready to snap. If I'm this dinosaur, and even if I got two brain cells, they're right now competing for supremacy. Should I bite him or should I bite him? Should I bite him or should I bite him?
I feel like they have been teasing the tension between these two for a year almost at this point. Like, it's been a long time coming. Like, people want to complain about the slow burn with Otis and Chad Gable. This has been 10 times as long.
I want to even say this harkens back to MJF and Wardlow. After a while, we were like, all right, when is this going to happen? Mm-hmm. Also, I want to highlight how we have two identical matches back to back, if you want to get technical. An enhancement and then a generational talent with two younger guys, and how one was treated with more story and respect than the other. How Chris Jericho was actually in the last match, and in this match, we're like, Christian Cage didn't even wrestle, and we're not even complaining about that. We felt that that enhanced it. I think that if we take a comparison, just for the sake of saying something positive, because, you know, I'm transparent today.
I'm sorry for the bad joke.
But I think that they could benefit from learning more from one another, because I think there is something there with the learning tree, with the sarcasm, that overt, I'm here to help, just like, I'm father of the year. These are my children. It's very Nicki Minaj, you bitches are my sons, go sit on the potty. You can do it for one, you can do it for the other. And I think it's completely, look at tonight. This man wrestled not a nan thing, came in there, did this man's finisher move, Chelsea Green's move, this dinosaur's name, and then forgot to almost tag Nick Wayne for the pin. The worst. He's the worst dad. Like, I would rather you go for cigarettes and not come back.
Oh, my goodness. But these three got to win the trios titles at some point, right? Like,
I don't know. That's when Killswitch turns on him. When you face House of Black. and the dinos had it. The dinos Mick had it.
Maybe. I'd say the only thing that I can't stand about this is the consistent insistence on Christian's part that winning the trios titles is somehow, some way going to help him get to the AEW World Championship. Like
Yeah, I see that. But I also, I do believe that they need to have a run sooner rather than later, because I do want to kill switch turn. And I feel like a perfect time for him to do so is let them have a really great run as trios champions, really show off Nick Wayne, really show off Killswitch, and then have them lose those championships to who? I don't know. But that's when Killswitch would turn.
Overturning House of Black, and they beat the brakes off him, and the dinosaur said, this is it. This is it.
I'm out.
And then he joins the House of Black.
I would live for Luchasaurus and House of Black.
He's already got the evil Shredder gear. Like, I might as well just let it go.
Look at Tony.
Don't hurt him, Rick. Don't hurt him with all these ideas. Don't hurt him.
You just got back after how long, Rick? Don't hurt him.
Oh, man. Toni Storm, Mariah May versus Layla Hirsch and Lady Frost tonight. First off, before I forget to say this, Lady Frost was cooking out there. She was spectacular in this match. I need more of her on my TV screen. But that said, Toni Storm was the star of the match for me from a character standpoint. This woman went all out, ladies, all out to protect Mariah May and just showcase her affection for the entire world to see. This woman threw herself on top of Mariah May to eat a moonsault from Lady Frost to protect Mariah, broke up the two count, ends up hitting a Storm Zero on Layla Hirsch, and then allows Mariah to get the 1-2-3 for the victory. And it was cuddles all around after that, Iridian. Like, I'm very intrigued about... I'm wondering if there's going to be a point. I don't know how to book it. I've been thinking about it, but I'm sitting here like, I'm wondering if there's going to be a point at Forbidden Door where Toni Storm is going to have to decide between retaining the AEW championship or retaining Mariah May's affection. Like, I feel like there needs to be some kind of a boiled down decision here of what's going to happen with Toni Storm. What does she really care about more?
You think it's going to be like an MJF Adam Cole story where they're like, I don't know who's going to turn on who first. I love you right now, but I don't know what's happening. I feel like Toni is really trying to win over Mariah's affection, like proving to her that she's like, okay, I really do appreciate you as a friend, as an admirer, as an athlete, you know, because Mariah's attention has also been elsewhere lately. Someone else is also trying to get her attention. So Tony's like, wait. If she leaves, I'm not really going to have anybody to protect me, to defend me, to fight my battles for me. So I think sooner rather than later, Mariah's not going to pick Tony. And that's when Tony's going to be like, wait. And then that's when she'll lose her championship. I don't know who's going to be the next champ, but man.
Well, as Chris brings up, Mariah May could win the Owen Hart, and then she'd have to face Tony at All In. So that would be a very, very interesting dynamic. But this field is stacked.
Yeah.
Like, next week, we're getting Deonna and Hikaru Shida. Like, what? Ladies, we're eating good next week.
We really are. We need to have a two-hour show of just the women's Owen Hart. You need to add a whole nother bracket.
Because, and of course, next week is one where I'm not here because I have to do a radio show. Like, God damn it. Anyway, go ahead.
Crazy. Oh,
I honestly don't know how this is going to end. I've always thought in my mind, Toni Storm and Mariah May is when Toni Storm finally wins over Mariah May's affection. And Mariah May is like, well, now I want to be you. And Tony's like, all right, slow down. Now you're doing a lie. All right. There's only one star here. You're the stunt double at best. And Mariah May is going to be like,
Understudy.
No. I'm the star. I'm never sick. I'm here for all of my performances 7 days a week, Rick. You know what I mean? That's where she's the type of timeline. That's what I've always thought. I don't see Mariah turning on her. I see Toni Storm turning on Mariah. Like, no, I'm the star.
Yeah,
you're Mariah, okay? And you were coming out to my old gear was cute. I wasn't using it, but now you're doing a lot, and you're getting. And she gets paranoid, unless Toni Storm does something that Mariah says is too far. But I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's a foregone conclusion that Tony's going to beat Mina at
Forbidden Door.
Yeah, Yeah, but that doesn't mean the match isn't going to be good, right? Like, predictable is predictable does not mean it's going to be bad. Serena Deeb has issued an open challenge for next week as well. So, hey, two ladies matches next week for y'all. She wants to remind herself who she is after a series of losses here. She started off the year 6-0. She's now dropped to 6-3. Who would you guys like to see Serena Deeb wrestle next weekend?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. My brain just said Joe Hendry.
Goodbye.
Yo, this man has been on my brain wrestling. I can't do anything without hearing that damn song. Oh, so, yes, Serena Deeb should wrestle Joe Hendry.
The man who got the Trick Williams camera shake in his first night on NXT.
Crazy. I love Joe Hendry. Is he coming up on stream? Could you imagine? I thought he was.
I didn't mean to do that. I just hit the mute button and I just connected. Ring. I'm so sorry.
I mean, dang.
I thought Joe Hendry was about to log into the stream, guys. Oh my God.
We should have set that up beforehand. We should have tried to work on that, you know. Anywho.
I'm so sorry. I said Camille Brick, but I know that's not going to happen.
No.
I wouldn't mind seeing her and Deonna again. I thought that was great the first time that we saw her, so I think it would be great. Maybe Lady Frost. We saw her tonight.
Yeah, Lady Frost would be great.
Could be.
Taya Valkyrie. I heard she's available.
Yeah, that's who I was going to say. I'd like to see her and Taya throw down for sure. We had House of Black in an enhancement match tonight going up against LDL and HDL, the cholesterol twins. Easy Night.
Those were not their names, Rick. Okay. Oh my God. Here we go again. Rick hating on the jobbers of the night.
Bro, are you not calling them Oods Jobbers?
I am so upset. Like, first of all, they came in, they were like LSG and MSG, which I wrote ? I was like, there's no way. Please, guys. And then we didn't give them a little intro song. No, nothing.
Nothing.
The House of Black.
We had MSG out there dressed like OG Glacier tonight, by the way. Anybody else?
The only reason why I got their names right was because Nigel said LSG and MSG, the two reasons to stay away from Chinese food. And Tony said, that's not true at all. Tony was ready. He was not ready for his shenanigans tonight. He was not having it.
Insane. And then I was disappointed. It was literally a 2-minute match, maybe a shorter than that. I was like, guys, come on. We really need to start doing something, because the women had one match tonight, and like, you couldn't have given maybe a couple more minutes to them if you weren't gonna actually. What did this do for the House of Black? Nothing.
Agreed. Even the post match didn't do anything for the House of Black.
I mean, if you wanted to do that We Feel Nothing thing afterwards, or Malachi, you know, telling Ian, like, what a human question, right? Like, what a human question. And then Brody Lee was just Brody King was saying, you know, hey, we feel nothing. Like, okay, that's a thing that could have happened. This whole thing could have been an email. All right. The whole thing could have been an email. 15 seconds backstage, done. And I didn't.
I'm even going to go ahead and say that's cap. That's like Rick's cap, because y'all ran backstage when Buddy was laid out. So don't say you don't feel nothing. Like, that's cap. That's Caparino.
You're right, though. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Friendship.
Like, Malachi's eyes almost jumped out of his freaking head last week when he saw Brody laying back there, Buddy laying back there. I can't get anybody's names right. It is way too late now. Yeah, this didn't do a whole lot for me. I could have done without this match tonight, but I'll never complain
about Black being on my screen. 10 out of 10, and people just go who in the, you know, honestly, I just want to bark like
crazy.
Brody King on the screen too. I get it.
Did Hechicero versus Daddy Magic do anything for y'all tonight, Iridian?
I was clapping. Okay, Hechicero came out and I said, oh my God, here we go. Love him. Fire comes out. I don't know from where, but I'm here for it. But Daddy Magic coming out, and I was like, oh no, sir, this is not good for you, Senor Daddy Magic. This is not going to be your night. His ribs were taped up. I said, this is not good. This is not good. This is the end. He's going to be out for months.
He came out in the jeans, girl.
I know. I think he knew he was going to get his ass whooped. Like, he didn't even bother putting on his gear. He's just like, I got the jeans. I'm just going to take the shirt off. Tape me up, bro.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV.
Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Quick, I'm going to go out there. My paycheck tonight.
Like, I immediately knew. I was like, this is not good. I felt so bad. There, my heart dropped to my stomach. And this match actually went on longer than I thought it would.
I thought it was going to be very short as well.
Yes. And Etchicero was not holding back, which I appreciated. That armbar at the end was crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, but we got two matches tonight that ended in an armbar submission. Like, what are we doing?
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind this one.
This one was different, though. At least he used his leg on this one.
Yeah.
So, by the way, not Nigel calling the tape a girdle, by the way. That man is. That man was on one tonight, Krista.
I will say, I feel like they could have used somebody else for this. I like how we've been using Daddy Magic and building him up. If he's injured, he's injured. If this is for a Daniel Garcia versus Hechicero,
okay,
I'm not mad about that, but we don't need to sacrifice poor Mr. Menard, who, his ribs is being held together by Kinesio Tape and the specter of Bob Backlund. No, Bob Backlund ain't dead, but his specter is still out there holding some of these wrestlers together and
doing it. Piggybacking off of what you said, Cresta, I think they could have had Daddy Magic out there and then immediately Danny Garcia's music and be like, no, you can't wrestle. Yeah. I'll fight the match for you. Like something like that, you know, that would add a little bit, you know, something more compelling. But what did this do for Daddy Magic? Where are we going with some of these matches that we had tonight?
Yeah. Real quick before we get to our main event. Well, first off, we got two other things we got to talk about, but first things first, we got a little message from our good old buddy Sean.
By now, you guys know how much I love BetOnline. Every betting odds that we have ever had on Fightful, whether it be MMA, boxing, pro wrestling, come from BetOnline.ag. We've given you guys a ton of great underdog picks, but you know what? They got so much more to offer at BetOnline.ag. The earliest lines, the fastest payouts, the industry's best bonuses at BetOnline.ag. They've been trusted for over 25 years by millions of people because of their safe and secure environment, their high credit card acceptance, and their payouts in minutes. But it doesn't end there. Baseball, basketball, fighting, soccer, or football, whatever you want to call it, BetOnline has you covered. Not just that, incredible games. Blackjack, roulette, Golden Dragon, Inferno. Bet Online has it all for you. Your one-stop shop, and this is not a fly-by-night operation. They've been around for 25 plus years, giving you the goods. Go make yourself some money. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can.
Don't forget, get your super chats in. Get those humper chats in. It's your last call for super chats and humper chats. I'll make sure to read every single one of them before we get out of here today. Ladies, the best thing on this entire show tonight, outside of Christian Cage, his savagery and what Samoa Joe did tonight, was this video package they put together for Jeff Jarrett, right? Cause a lot of people, I say that the IWC, let's just call it what it is. A lot of people online with keyboards were bitching about Jeff Jarrett being included in the Owen Hart Cup tournament. And so they put together this beautiful video package of Double J talking about why this is so important to him, how reminding folks how close he was to Owen Hart. how close he was to his family, brought up, you know, even his friendship with Toby Keith and made that work here, saying, look, he knows he's not as good as he used to be. Right. He's not making, he's not going to come out there and say that he's still the greatest and he can still go the, you know, the way that he used to, but he feels like he can string three matches together, good matches together, as best as he's ever had, come up with three wins and win the Owen Hart, which would mean more to him than any of his 12 world championships. And you could genuinely tell how much this meant to him. Iridium fighting back tears through a lot of this stuff. And I don't think Jeff Jarrett's that good of an actor. I think this was genuine. This was genuine emotion we saw tonight.
I think this is the first time that I've seen something that Jeff Jarrett's been in. And mind you, I have seen very minimal of Jeff Jarrett besides what has been in AEW. But I'm like, oh, wow, this is great to see. You know, this is something different. This is kind of what I've been waiting for. I haven't been able to make a connection to Jeff Jarrett until right now, until tonight's promo. And I think this is what a lot of people have been missing from Jeff Jarrett and his crew in general, is something to connect to. And now we're like, oh, okay, I see it. Start giving us more of these promos. Tell us that really tell us who he is, that why he's wrestling, you know, who is Jeff Jarrett? Like, we need to see more of this side of Jeff Jarrett, because I think sometimes, you know, we get lost in the sauce of like, oh, this faction, I don't really like it, or, you know, what are they doing? But this was something that a lot of people can't do in wrestling, and it's like, make a connection. So this is rare. And I think that he did a great job tonight. I really liked the promo. Cresta, what did you think?
I have said this before he went on air, and I think that something AEW excels at is making tournaments feel very important.
Yes.
And this added a layer to it. And it's easy to, like you said, it's easy to get lost in the sauce, especially with people who are really good heels. MJF, Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, hell, even people like people who you just, Randy Orton to an extent, people who you just hate because they're scumbags. You can forget that these are human beings. And Jeff Jarrett, this promo made him look so human. Am I rooting for Jeff Jarrett in the Owen Hart Cup?
That's how good it was.
Because I think I am.
He's not going to.
Even if he wrestles heel, even if he hits everyone with the guitar, we're like, you know what? Owen said you ate that. Yes, yes.
He can make it to the finals. Honestly. He can give the man two guitar shots and make it to the finals. But he's not winning. I think he would win if the winner wasn't getting the title shot at Wembley. Right. I think that's,
I agree
that,
with that.
That's the big caveat. Like, you're not going to give Jeff Jarrett a title shot at All In. Like, that just doesn't seem like something that they would do. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Now, if the audience gets behind him and you start getting that sympathy built up and you have people who genuinely come out in droves and want to see him win the Owen Hart tournament, maybe you could fly with that. But I don't know. It's still stacked field. Like,
I'm going to be honest with you too, Rick, though. But let's say he does win. Would you feel bad if Swerve beat him? You wouldn't. No. You would feel great for him to have that moment, but you wouldn't feel bad if Swerve beat him, or if Ospreay beat him. You wouldn't feel bad. You wouldn't feel bad. And that's how I'm thinking about it long term. You would feel bad if a Daniel Garcia lost it. You would feel bad if a Ricky Starks lost it. So, Jeff Jarrett, good for you, friend. You're not beating Swerve. He cut a promo on a baby. Not happening.
You brought up Will Ospreay. He will be fighting for the AEW World title at Forbidden Door next Sunday, the 30th of this month. But he defended his international title against Brian Cage tonight in a match that I genuinely enjoyed. Like, and the crowd finally woke up a little bit on this one already, and they were behind this one. Will Ospreay is a firecracker, but I thought Brian Cage more than held his own in this one. This is a dude who showed off his strength and his power. But not only that, his athleticism. This man hit a spinning power slam from the middle turnbuckle on Will Ospreay. He caught him out of the air, plucked that man out of the air on the first Oscutter attempt. It took a poison Rana to even have Ospreay hit an Oscutter, and even that wasn't enough. He needed to hit the Hidden Blade to get the win on Brian Cage. I thought this was a strong title defense for Will Ospreay tonight. And, you know, one of those moments where I think, you know, if people are sleeping on Brian Cage and his ability Like, they maybe this woke him up a little bit, Iridian.
Yeah, I think this was the match of the night. Absolutely. Will Ospreay has not had a bad match yet. And that's crazy to say. And he also has this power to also make his opponent look fantastic. And that's exactly what happened tonight with Brian Cage. I was like, okay, Brian Cage, have I been like sleeping on Brian Cage? Like, that's crazy. You know, I think he really showed up and showed out. And it's crazy because he's such like a big guy, right? And against someone like Will Ospreay, who's also extremely athletic, they were kind of going toe-to-toe. So I was like, interesante here. I really was like kind of rooting for Brian Cage. I was like, I know Will's going to win. Will is fantastic. But okay, Brian Cage, I see you. I acknowledge you. And I'm going to watch you now. I get it.
Sorry, you said the A word. Anyway, Krista, go ahead.
Bye.
Now, I've been watching Brian Cage for a long time. And in AEW, they keep him as a big man, but Brian Cage can wrestle lucha style. He can do the flips. He's a good base. He's so good. And I think that Will Ospreay is up there with AJ Styles and Bryan Danielson. Even kind of Seth Rollins. If you have a bad match with one of these guys, it's kind of you, bro. Like, they will pull it out. They will drag every bit of wrestling ability you have out of you to make you look amazing. Bryan Cage did everything I believe anyone in that situation would do. You want to keep Ospreay grounded. Every time he went for a Hurricane Rana, he caught him and either slammed that man or did a German suplex, which I think is smart. But Ospreay, he's the GOAT for a reason, not because he's an animal. I mean, he is an animal, but he is one of the greatest of all time. You can't ground and pound him because he'll beat you at that. You can't submit him because he'll beat you at that. You can't out like high fly him because he'll beat you at that. How do you deal with Will Ospreay? Maybe take away one of those. And this is nothing against Cage. Cage earned, I feel like, if you were sleeping on Brian Cage, wake up. He's here. And I hope they let him wrestle a more athletic style going forward.
You know what I want to see now, Krista, because you bring that up for a big man being able to wrestle like that. They have two guys like that. I want to see Brian Cage versus Wardlow, but I don't want a big meaty meat man match. I want Rey Mysterio versus Psychosis via 1996. Like, I want those guys wrestling.
I don't know if you don't get that from Wardlow. I feel like you get that from Keith
Lee. He's a high flyer. He is a high flyer. This is a guy who can do a lot of really athletic moves. I talked to the man. This is a guy who grew up the size of Jeff Hardy, and then he was a late bloomer, and he just packed on the freaking muscle.
I won't doubt you, but I gotta see it because I'm thinking this.
They don't let him showcase it.
That's gonna be that's definitely a case of like Ripley's Believe It or Not, because I think that you would get a high flying match from like Luchasaurus against Brian Cage, you know, because we've seen it out of Luchasaurus before. You would even do Keith Lee, you know. I don't see Wardlow. That's just me though. That's just me though.
Outside of a couple of senton bombs, they've really never let him showcase it, like at all.
I would have to see it because I think of Wardlow doing a moonsault, and I'm thinking of Brock Lesnar doing a moonsault. I'm like, please, Wardlow, no, God, please, No.
Trust me, Wardlow's got the grace. All right, he can pull it off.
Okay,
you know, he's another one of these guys that I'm like.
I believe in War Daddy. I believe. If you believe, I believe.
He's from the great state of Ohio. I believe in him, even if he's from the worst city in Cleveland. All right, Iridian, what's worst city in Ohio? No, that's a lie. Because Youngstown and Toledo exist. So anyway, Iridian, where can people find your great work?
You guys can head over to my YouTube channel, Rest Friends. That's WREST Friends. And I just have two new interviews out, one with Mustafa Ali.
What?
We talked before he defended his championship at Cicero Stadium here in Chicago. It was great. He's such a wholesome guy. Love him. 10 out of 10. And I also interviewed Kyle Fletcher and Sky Blue. They were fantastic. That's one of my favorite interviews. Go check that out. Rest Friends on YouTube and everywhere else. Find me on social media at Iridian_Fierro. Krista, what about you? Where can our beautiful Fightful Collision fans follow you?
Where can they see you?
Not in Sean's basement currently. So, no, every Thursday I'm here with Joel Pearl. We go over all things TNA Impact. Sometimes I'm here on Fridays when we have a TNA Impact show or their pay-per-view, I should say. Every Saturday I'm here colliding with Rick and Iridian or some cast of fancy characters. We're here sometimes and sometimes we're not. You can find me every Wednesday. Now I'm back streaming consistently on either TikTok or Twitch. And if you're really lucky, on Mondays in Brooklyn, you can see me in drag watching a watch along for WWE. But Rick, what do you got going on?
I cover wrestling for multiple different platforms. One of them is SB Nation, CageSideSeats.com. And over the course of the next 2 weeks, nothing's nailed down yet. I wish I could tell you who, but I should be talking to somebody from WWE and somebody from AEW for both Forbidden Door and Money in the Bank. So those are going to be coming up, so you can check out. Follow me, one-stop shop here at Rick Uccino on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, plus Instagram as well. Working on a cookbook, so if you like food porn, I tend to put some stuff out there. So there you go. There are reasons to follow me, I think. So.
There's reasons to follow all of us. We're really fantastic. Also, I'll be at Forbidden Door. If you see me, buy me an alcoholic beverage. I promise you I'm 21. That'd be soliciting the Fightful fan. Also, subscribe to Fightful, the best $5 in the business.
Yes. Yes. All right. Are we
says he's also going to be at Forbidden Door. Okay.
Look at that. Drew will buy you a drink. Drew will buy you a beer.
We're gonna fight fully. We're gonna fight each other over a drink.
The Fightful Fight at Forbidden Door?
Right before Forbidden Door, the true Forbidden Door.
I think next week's show is going to be significantly better put together than this one tonight. I think there's going to be some more stakes. There's going to be maybe a little bit more star power on the E before Forbidden Door. Cresta and Iridian, I do believe, will be here next week to run it all down for you. I got a radio show to do here in Cincinnati, but I'll be back the following week. I'll see y'all in July. You'll see these two lovely ladies next weekend. God, it's almost July already. Jesus, this year's flying by. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Have a great one. Thank you for tuning in.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.